KQ Mobile.
K and 4 VWA, how you doing, Bill?
We're doing pretty good. Just over here on Lee Vaughn Road, headed towards Simpsonville and then over to the YMCA. We're doing pretty good. It's not raining. Temperature's not too bad, so I think it's going to be a good day.
Alrighty, I'm over here at the jet port, and I'm already seeing just a slight mist, but it's really not supposed to set in rain until about noon or 1 o'clock today. They said half inch to an inch in the Spartanburg area, so that's not too bad. But in the meantime, I know Lee Vaughn Road fairly well. Runs from Anderson Ridge over to Woodruff Road, 146, doesn't it?
It goes into Simpsonville. Yeah, it connects Simpsonville and Woodruff Road. I'm on Lee Vaughn right now, but I was actually on East Georgia, getting ready to get on Lee Vaughn. But if it wants to rain this afternoon, that's fine with me. I've got my chores are all indoors, so I really don't care. I tell you, the other day, I lose track of the days here with everything going on, but I guess it was last week. One of the mornings from midnight until I guess it was about 8 o'clock. So in about an 8 hour period, we got over an inch and a half of rain. It was unbelievable. It was like a monsoon, and the ground's still really, really wet. And then we got some rain, about half an inch the other day. So it doesn't matter to me if we get more rain or not, but don't need it. Over.
You know, they said we were in a mini drought there for a while. So it does take a good bit of rain to catch up on the water table. But either way, I'm working inside today. I'm over here at the jet port. I got to pick up a manufacturer's rep, and I got a pair of back-to-back installations over today and tomorrow. And, hey, fun in the neighborhood for a semi-retreat.
Well, I hope that goes well for you. Sounds like you got some expert help to assist. Are they replacing equipment, or is it just brand new installation?
The first one today, the physician, is still using film and analog and hand processing, which is something that is just, I mean, does that. And I'm taking him from hand dipped analog straight up to digital. So I hope this goes pretty well today. I hope his computer skills are up to speed. It is a digital imaging system that I'm installing on his existing equipment.
Yeah, boy, that is a long ways. Well, I started out with film. They had just replaced the hand dipping, and we were using, you know, cassette. They put film in the cassette. And by the time I got out, everything was direct digital, just everything I was using. A big change in there.
Are you talking about with x-ray equipment?
Oh, yeah. I was a x-ray tech, and I saw it as well.
Not know that, Bill. How about that? So, where were some of the places you worked?
You got it, that's all, which is okay. I worked over at over in Pickens at the hospital over there, the little hospital. And then while I was over there, I was working part-time at Greenville Tech, and then I went full-time. So I finally retired out of Greenville Tech. I was there long enough to get retirement out of it. So I went to a lot of these hospitals, students and whatnot. But that was a second career. I did that after I retired the first time. First time I was a consulting engineer. But I really liked it. And so I retired from Greenville Tech. Matter of fact, we're having the MIS, our department, having their Christmas dinner coming up. And they still invite me. I retired from that 6 years ago. And I've been over there and been to some of the installations since. And I tell you what, just since I've left, it's just been huge changes. And I did a little bit of CT. I did CT, but back then it was a single slice machine. Things have changed.
Well, I really didn't do much CT, but I will tell you this. About 6 or 8 years ago, I got out of CT, and it was 64 slice then, and there was rumblings about a 128 slice machine that they were trying to come out with. I don't know if they ever actually came out with it or not, but at 64 slice, oh my goodness, you could build a 3D model just unbelievably with the software. I don't know why they would need a 128.
They can just practically take instantaneous pictures that way. In some studies, that's what they need. So I guess it's still an improvement. Yeah, they were doing all the 3D reconstruction and stuff like that when I was there. But I tell you what, that was fun. But the best job I've had is started 6 years ago. Over.
They do in retirement?
Yep. I miss the people, but I sure do like having my own time.
My wife retired July 22nd, and we had to keep a grandbaby starting the following Monday until August 15th. So she says her actual retirement started August 15th. And a friend of mine about a week ago asked her, he said, well, Sue, are you enjoying retirement? And you could measure the amount of time between the end of his question and her positive answer of, yes, I'm enjoying it, in nanoseconds.
Well, I understand that. I tell you what, the life has not slowed down any since I retired anyway. Just really, really busy. Never enough time. And I'm not far from the Y here. I'm going through the pool over here at the Adams Mill Program Center. Doing some exercising. Well, you have a good day. Hope the installations go well. I tell you, I was told by the people still working there at Tech, they're getting a brand new building, all brand new equipment, and over at Tech, that's going to really be nice. It's not bad what they got right now. They do direct digital, but they're going to have a brand new facility, everything. That will be super duper. So anyway, I'm going to say 73s. And I am pulling in right now in 4AQ.
Just a quick question. Are they moving it out of the health science building?
I don't know what's going to happen to it. But, you know, over half the health science building is part of the charter, Greenville Tech Charter High School. So I expect they're going to take over the whole building.
Okay. Well, you be careful out there today. Have a good day. And make sure that you don't inhale any water. Have fun, big guy. 73's K4VWA. I'm clear and monitoring.
Okay, 73, N4IQ.